Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, it's good to be here this morning. I'm not a person who likes to be on a stage, but if I come too far, we'll get some feedback. So just bear with me. But if you have your Bibles, would you turn to Romans chapter 8? This all happened because about 3 or 4 days ago in my devotions, I have a devotion book I really like. This was the extra reading in my devotions, and it ministered to me so much that I couldn't shake it out of my mind. So I'm going to share it with you all this morning. Praise the Lord. Verse 1 through 11. We'll go to verse 1 through 11. If you have your Bibles, Romans chapter 8. And you may have heard a lot of sermons on this chapter. This is like a pinnacle chapter here. I love it. I mean, it really ministered to me. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Those that are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he will raise Christ, who dwells in you. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. You know there's a war going on? Do you all know there's a war going on? I don't know about you. I really don't know about you. I could talk. When I did my devotions, it was just speaking to me. There's a war going on, and it's going on every day of our lives. And that war, you don't have to go anywhere to conquer it. Once you are in this flesh, there's a war going on. And the war is about the law of the flesh and the law of the Spirit. The war is between your flesh, what is crying out to do the things that is contrary to the will of God, and the Spirit who is trying to lead you in the things of God. Every day we are in a war. You know, it's something that Paul, as he wrote this chapter, just before he wrote this chapter, he said these words. 7:21, it says, "So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see my members, another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ the Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin." You know, King James says, he says, "I find myself when I want to do the good, I do bad." I don't know about you, but as I was meditating on this scripture, I find it is true in my life. There is something in me that wants to defeat what God has placed in me. And that is the law of the flesh. We have a war going on, but what it says, "For there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." There is therefore now. See, Paul was telling you that he had a war going on in his body. And it doesn't matter what the outcome is. He knows that Christ lives in him. And therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to those, only those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. What do we have in Christ? "For the law," verse 2, "of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death." In Christ, we are free. Why we are free? Because, you know something? I think one of the most neglected, and I've said this many times, one of the most neglected person of the Godhead is the Holy Spirit. We don't realize that in Christ, meaning that the Holy Spirit lives in us. And that law of the Holy Spirit is life and freedom. Hallelujah. Guess what? "For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do by sending his only son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." The righteous requirement be fulfilled where? In us. How is that righteous requirement is fulfilled in us when we have nothing? It's because the Spirit of God dwells. I have a question for you. Are you a God carrier? Are you a God carrier? You know, I was thinking how to phrase it. And the only thing I come up is God carrier. Because if you're a God carrier, that means the Spirit of God dwells in you. Wherever you go, you carry God. And as I was studying this, I wonder, chapter 7,
Paul is showing you what life is like, but chapter 8 is showing you how to be victorious over the war that is going on in your life every single day when the enemy is knocking at your door.
God sent his son to die, fulfilling and accomplishing something we could never. Do y'all realize that? A marvelous work of grace. I have a question for you. Where are your mind at? Where do you place your mind? You know, I going down the street, and I'm driving, and my mind start to wander. It start to want to meditate on the things of the flesh. I don't know about you. Maybe you have been saved so long that your mind never goes to the things of the flesh. But I am not there yet. Pray. And more often than I would like it to. And I've said, Lord, why is my mind going there? And all of a sudden, I said, you know what? I'm going to turn the radio on because radio is only tuned to Christian radio. And I turn the button to the Christian radio because I want my mind to be on the things of the Spirit. How many of you, when your mind starts wandering, you have something in place to bring it back? Verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. You want to live according to the flesh? Then set your mind on fleshly things. You want to gratify the flesh? Then set your mind on fleshly things. You do not want to grow in Christ? Then set your mind on fleshly things. Because those that their minds are set on the flesh will live according to the flesh. Then it says, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. You know, I looked up that word, and for lack of a big explanation, I got the sense of exercise. Exercise your mind on the things of the Spirit. You know, my folks know this. I've said it, and but I want to be ripped. So it's been a desire of mine to have a six-pack. But I always do. In fact, today I still have a desire to have a six-pack. And I want to be in the perfect weight. How I know that? This morning before I step in the shower, I stepped on the scale and looked down. And I'm not getting to the place where I want to be. You know why? I'm exercising the wrong muscles. Let a banana pudding be placed in front of me. Boy, some curly fries with seasoning on it. Woo! A guy made some baked beans yesterday with bacon, lots of bacon in it. I had a second helping. And then I stepped on the scale this morning. Somehow it's not going, the needle wasn't going in the right direction. In fact, I thought I should take it to CMI and get it calibrated. What is happening to me? I'm exercising something. And whatever you're exercising is what's going to grow. So if we it's the Bible says this, in Joshua 1, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night. Doesn't it what it says? For you to have success. In Psalm 1, it says that we should meditate on the word of God so that we would prosper. Isn't that what it said? Are you exercising your mind? You know, one thing I keep saying, get in the Word of God. Read your Bible. Get into the Word of God. Know what God is saying. Exercise your mind. Well, it's 2020 and everybody's making New Year's resolutions. I am making one to exercise. You will see how that goes. A person who exercises their mind on the flesh, here's what the Bible says about them. Verse 7. Is it verse 7? Well, not verse 7 yet. Verse 5. For to set your mind, to exercise your mind on the flesh is death. Here's another one it says on verse 7. It says, for the mind that is set or being exercised by the flesh is hostile to God and does not submit to God. You find yourself having a hard time submitting to the word of God. Maybe you're doing the wrong time of exercise. It'll be horrible if I want to build some muscles here and I'm doing sit-ups. Well, in my case, I'm doing nothing at all, but I'm hoping that one morning, you know, I'm just hoping that one morning I'll wake up, and when I step on the scale, it gives me the right number, and when I look in the mirror, I'm jumping for joy. But what is sad is we live our Christian life the same way. We want to be strong in Christ. We want to be victorious in Christ, but yet we exercise the wrong muscle. Here's what it says about the mind that is set on the Spirit. It says the mind that is being exercised in the things of God, set in the Spirit, is life and peace. Life and peace, and I believe that's in verse 5. Life and peace. You know, one of the things I love? I love peace. I love peace so much that sometimes I don't do the hard stuff because I'd rather peace. I've lived my life like that all the time. They say, a lot of people, when I tell them how old I am, they asked me, how old are you? I said, I'm 55. They say, you don't look like it. I said, well, that's because I love peace. I don't like to fuss. I don't like to fight. I love peace. But if you find in your spiritual life you're finding no peace at all, it's because you're spending your time exercising the flesh. You know, I said to myself, I said, self, my doctor's appointment is coming very soon. And nothing the doctor told me to do, I have done. I told my wife this, I said, I hope that when they check my cholesterol, it's lower. but I did nothing to help it. We are hoping that when we stand before God, that our cholesterol will be good. But when we stand before God, you may be disappointed because there is no exercising in the spirit. Here's another thing that when you it says the spirit gives us life. The spirit brings life. And the only way you could have it, verse 9 says, the spirit lives in you. Does God's spirit live in you? You know, the only person who could answer that question is you. I can't answer that question for you. I could only answer that question for myself. As I was reading my devotions, it's like a light was turned on. Because here is what we like to do. We like to go to chapter 7 and tell everybody, oh, the things I want to do, I don't do it. I want to do right. But it seems that I always do it wrong. Why? Because, hey, look, it's in chapter 7. But look at chapter 8. Even though it says you are not condemned, look what chapter 8 says. It says, if you live in the Spirit, you will not be hostile towards God. I love verse 1. And I love to quote it a lot. Especially if somebody is coming against me. But let's go deeper in the chapter. The chapter says, it goes down and it says, they that what? Live in the spirit is pleasing God. They're not pleasing flesh. You see, the law is, there was a legal requirement. All the law could do is tell you what sin was. The law did not give you power to overcome it. You could look at the law and you could say the law said thou shalt not steal. And you could still walk through Walmart and pick something up and put it in your pocket. Because even though you know it's wrong, the law gave you no power to overcome it. But praise God. The Holy Spirit who dwells in us gives us the power to overcome the law of the flesh. Amen. They that walk by the Spirit shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So, what are you going to do? That's the question. You see, it's okay to know what to do. Because I know what to do. My doctor gave me a paper when I left that office, when my cholesterol was a little high. And he gave me a list of things. I looked at that list, and I said, if I went by his list, I would be eating nothing. He gave me a list. And then he said to me, don't put any creamer in your coffee. Folks, I tried that. I don't know how some people drink coffee without no creamer. And then he says, exercise a little bit. And I started off. I would go down to the park there in Byron, and I would walk. I got out the treadmill we haven't got on for about 6 years, the one that you hang clothes on. And I walked at it for a while, but it seemed after a while, it just fizzled out. You know, the Bible talks about that. It says, what has hindered you? You know, that's what it says. So here's the thing. Are you a God carrier? Just because you're here this morning, I know this fact. that you desire to be a God carrier if you're not one. But the only way you can be a God carrier is God's Spirit living with you. And the only way you could live a life not hostile to God, you need to exercise your mind with the things of God. Are you doing so? Put things in place, folks. I'm trying. I am trying. I praise God this morning that I'm not condemned. I also praise God this morning that I can live overcoming sin every day because of His Spirit that lives in me. I want us to make a commitment this morning. A commitment to get into the spiritual gym. Because I guarantee you, some of us are not. You know how you know? When you climb up the stairs twice to go see the children, and when you get back down, you're breathing hard, you realize, I need to exercise. When somebody cut you off on the road and you say two choice words, it's telling you that you need to exercise your mind. When you come to church and somebody sits in your favorite pew or chair and you don't like it, you need to exercise your mind. When they say something you don't like, when they get under your skin and you're ready to retaliate, you need to exercise your mind. And one of the things is, when you're getting into shape, it's painful. Do you all know that? And I could only go by the physical. I remember when I was in college, and this is, I'm closing up here. Most preachers say that about three times, but I'm actually closing down. And I wanted to join the basketball team, and they told me I had to get in shape. I would run 2 miles every morning before I even went for breakfast. And when I first started to run those miles, I would get this severe pain in my side. I mean, it will stop you in your tracks. But I had to push through because I had a goal. My goal was to make that basketball team. And I would hold my side as it was paining me as I was running. But I would do it. And I would do it every morning. You know, after a while, the pain went away. I started to get stronger. Whatever was causing the pain, I'm not a doctor to tell you what it was. Whatever was causing the pain went away. If you're going to live in the Spirit and you make a commitment to do that, in the beginning it may be very painful. But if you hang in there, you'll be happy with the results. Do you know I made the team? I made the basketball team. After about a week on the team, I quit. But I didn't quit because it was too hard. I quit because I believe God sent me to college to become a minister of the gospel, and it was taking too much of my time. And I felt that my first purpose was to His calling and not to my likings. Ed, if you come, and the musicians, if we come and we'll sing that song, I want to be like you. I want to be that vessel you work through. I want